climax of my Italian series. That's right.
Hello.
Big fat Italian wedding. Previously on Terry Black's incessant caterwauling, I flew with Lisa to attend the wedding of Claudia and Danielle. Now it's the night before their big wedding. We're at a sidewalk cucina, scarfing pizza with the bride and groom, and I'm enjoying the food, the people, and the food. They put peas on pizza, did you know that? And eggplant, and hot dogs and french fries right there on the crust in a treat called American Pizza, though I've never seen anything like that in America. Afterward, we go to Claudia's new apartment where we're met, not to say ambushed, by a gaggle of her girlfriends. It's clearly a bachelorette party with X-rated gifts and cake frosting I'd rather not describe. I duck out discreetly, wind up wandering the streets of Palermo feeding takeout panini to a hungry stray dog. Lisa rejoins me at the hotel hours later with an update on the family gossip. Cousin Viviana, I learn, is 5 months pregnant, but she still hasn't felt the baby move, and by now she should have. I insist she shouldn't panic, as every pregnancy is different. Still, it's cause for concern, doubly so, because Claudia's mother died last year. Losing Viviana's baby would be another crippling loss. You'd think that would cast a pall over the festivities, but the opposite is true. They're chock full of joie de vie, though technically that's French, not Italian. The big day arrives. Claudia wears a stunning white wedding gown, Danielle's sleek tuxedo. According to custom, Claudia's supposed to keep her veil in place until they're married, but being a headstrong panzeca, she can't resist flipping it back for a better view. The priest gives a stirring sermon in Italian, which I can't understand, and seems to pronounce them man and wife. The crowd goes nuts, but he's not finished, and the sermon continues, with each new pronouncement greeted like Christ's return. Somewhere along the line, they do get married, but it's hard to say just when. Finally, it's over. We adjourn to a courtyard for the wedding feast. There's salmon and sushi and risotto and pasta and a sort of liver sandwich, which tastes great as long as you don't know what's in it. Also, 19 kinds of pastry, moist and creamy and diabetic, coma-causing. I eat so much I'm afraid I won't fit back on the plane to California. 3 hours in, someone produces a karaoke machine. And anyone who thinks they can sing, wrongly it turns out, chimes in. They've got the tonal texture of a wounded barn owl, but they sing with raucous abandon, not hiding from recent grief, but laughing in its face with a grand passion that not even death can extinguish. Really, you should see these people and try the cannolis. Bellissimo! Postscript. 2 days later, Viviana's sitting on the couch, and suddenly she gives a yell. Shimosa! She cries, grasping her abdomen. She moved! It's true. The baby's doing a little dance in her belly like a hot-blooded Sicilian. And I'm thinking maybe all that praying in all those cathedrals has finally done its job. Baby Gaia's due in December. Your thoughts and prayers are welcome.